So, Phoebes, you know, I was just at this bachelorette party, mm-hmm. and they had a cake that was in the shape of a man's thing-a-ding-ding. And I was wondering, what would you have thought of that? Offensive or amusing?
I'm not sure. Monica, what do you think?
Sounds kind of tacky.
Damn it. All right, well, I'll just see if they can cancel it. And if not, maybe they can just put eyes on the Hoogees and we'll just say it's some sort of weird elephant.
Hey, you guys, you're not going to believe this. I just got off the phone with my agent.
Oh, my God! I'm sorry, too soon. You go.
Okay. I got nominated for my part on Days of Our Lives.
Joey!
Good for you!
I can't believe you're nominated for an Emmy.
No, no.
A Soap Opera Digest Award.
Nope. I'm up for a soapy.
Honey, is that something you're making up?
No, it's real. And it has been since 1998.
Okay, they said that they won't cancel the cake, but I was thinking we could maybe write NASA on the side and then give it to Ross.
Hey, Rach.
Hi.
I'm up for a soapy.
I guess now we know who I'm taking to the awards.
Oh, stop that. Don't kid about that. Oh. Will all the stars be there?
Many are scheduled to appear.
Oh, my God. I can't go. I'm going to be too nervous.
Okay, I'll go.
No, you're getting married. This is all I have.
We should celebrate.
Yes, and we will get you a cake in the shape of a microphone.
with two tennis balls.
Smolbrat, who first hypothesized that the velociraptor, when threatened, would expand its collar and emit a high-pitched noise to frighten off its predator. Yes, Mr. Lewis?
What kind of noise?
Just a high-pitched, intimidating noise.
But like how?
Well, we don't know for sure. But in my head, it sounded something like this. Of course, this is just conjecture. Okay, that's all for today. Mr. Morse, can I see you for a moment?
Yes, sir?
Mr. Morse, I need to talk to you about your midterm exam. I'm afraid I had to fail you.
Why?
Well, you need 60% to pass.
What'd I get?
7.
That's not so good.
No, it's not. What happened there, Ned?
Well, maybe you can cut me some slack. I'm sort of in love.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's really not my problem.
I'm in love with you.
Well, that brings me in the loop a little.
See, that's why I did so bad on this test. I'm having a hard time concentrating. When you're up there and you're teaching, and your face gets all serious. It looks so good. I mean, you wear that tight little turtleneck sweater.
Okay. I'm your teacher. I'm sorry. You're a student. And I like women. In spite of what may be written on the backs of some of these chairs.
Oh, my God. Guy at the counter is totally checking you out.
Really?
Oh my God, he's really cute.
Go for it.
Baby, I'm engaged.
I'm just saying, get his number just in case.
No,
Chandler isn't an accident and can't perform sexually, you know, then he would want you to take a lover to satisfy the needs that he can no longer fulfill.
Hi.
Oh. Can I just tell you something? Very flattered, but I'm engaged.
Wow, this is kind of embarrassing. I was actually coming over to talk to your friend.
Well, you should be embarrassed.
I thought you knew I was looking at you.
I did, but that was really fun.
The winner is Joey Tribbiani. Wow, I honestly never expected this. I haven't even prepared a speech. But I'd like to thank my parents, who've always been there for me. I'd also like to thank my friends, Chandler, Monica, Phoebe, Rachel.
I'm 40.
Jesus!
Look at you with your little maple syrup award.
Yeah, maybe you don't tell anyone about this.
What? No, it's not a big deal. I do that too, with my shampoo bottle.
Really?
Yeah.
What award are you practicing for?
Grammy. Best New Artist.
Oh, hey, listen. The Soapies people called today and also get to present an award.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So you'll definitely get on stage, even if you don't win.
You don't think I'm going to win?
But of course I do. But, you know, favorite returning character is a tough category, Joey. I mean, you're up against the guy who survived his own cremation.
No, I know I might not win, but just... I've never even been nominated before. I want it so much.
Well, yeah, you know, probably get it. But you should probably start practicing your gracious loser face. You know, and like when the cameras are on you and you want to look disappointed, but also that your colleague deserved to win, you know? So it's sort of like, oh!
Good.
You know?
You practice losing at the Grammys, too?
Oh, no, at the Grammys, I always win.
Ah.
This woman only had 2 bites of her steak. Do you want me to wrap it up for your dog?
Oh, yeah.
What's your dog's name again?
Joey. Hey! Hey! Oh, how'd your date go with Jake?
Oh, great. We couldn't keep our eyes off each other all night, and then every once in a while, you know, he kind of just lean over and stroke my hair and then touch my neck.
Okay, stop it, Phoebe. You get me all tingly.
All I could think of was, you know, is he going to kiss me? Is he going to kiss me?
And did he?
I'm a lady, Monica. I don't kiss and tell. But this hickey speaks for itself.
Okay, I got it.
I just like him so much that I just feel like I've had 10 drinks today, and I've only had 6.
You know, I haven't had that feeling since I first started going out with Chandler. Wow. I'm never going to have that feeling again, am I?
You sound like a guy.
No, a guy would be saying, I'm never going to get to sleep with anyone else. Oh, my God, I'm never going to get to sleep with anyone else.
Are you just realizing this now?
No, maybe, yes. Oh, my God, I've been so busy planning the wedding that I forgot about all the things I'd be giving up. Now, I'm never going to have a first kiss again.
You'll have a last kiss.
Can I ask you something? You ever had a guy have a crush on you?
Is that why you wanted to tie my tie?
There's this kid in my class who said he's in love with me.
Whoa.
Whoa, what?
Ross has a boyfriend.
I do not have a boyfriend. There's a guy in one of my classes who has a crush on me. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, last year, Elizabeth, now this kid. What is it? Am I giving out some kind of a sexy professor vibe?
Not right now.
The point is, my natural charisma has made him fail his midterm.
Oh, see, now I feel bad for the kid. I had a crush on a teacher once, and it was so hard. You know, I couldn't concentrate, and I blushed every time he looked at me. Come on, you remember what it's like to be 19 and in love.
Yeah. Guess I can cut him some slack.
Yeah.
How'd you get over that teacher?
I didn't. I got under him.
Problem solved.
Bye, Phoebe.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye!
Bye!
I'll miss you!
I'll miss you too!
Well, we say goodbye at the door so as not to flaunt our new love. Phoebe, it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to tiptoe around me. I've been thinking about it, and you know what? I'm okay about not having that new relationship feeling.
I miss you already!
I miss you too!
See, that's what I mean. I mean, that's great. But I wouldn't trade in what I have for that. I mean, I'm going to be with Chandler for the rest of my life, and that's what makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Hey, sweetie, come here. Come sit down. Hey, Phoebe and I were just talking about how our relationship is deep and meaningful. It really is, don't you think?
Oh, totally. Pull my finger.
Okay, everybody, we're back in 30.
Where have you been? They're about to give out my award.
Oh, well, I was in the bathroom, and Susan Lucci came out of a stall, and she had toilet paper on her shoe, so I took it.
Presenting the award for favorite returning...
This is my category.
Oh, my God. Did you get your gracious shoes, your face?
Yep.
Now, Jerry, remember, if you win, you have to hug me. Hug me.
Can I squeeze your ass?
On TV? Yeah.
But these four exceptional actors have proven that this is not always the case. In the category of favorite returning male character, the nominees are John Wheeler from General Hospital, Gavin Graham from The Young and the Restless, Duncan Harrington from Passions, and Joey Tribbiani from Days of Our Lives. And the trophy goes to... Gavin Graham from The Young and the Restless.
Presenting the award for favorite supporting actress is Joey Tribbiani from Days of Our Lives.
Any one of the brilliant actresses nominated for this award tonight deserves to take it home. Unfortunately, only one can. The nominees for favorite supporting actress are, from Passions, Erin Goff. From One Life to Live, Mary Lauren Bishop. From All My Children, Sarah Renee. And from Days of Our Lives, Jessica Ashley. And the winner is... Jessica Ashley from Days of Our Lives. Unfortunately, Jessica couldn't be with us tonight, so I'll be accepting this award on her behalf. And I'm sure that Jessica would like to thank my parents, who always believed in me. She'd also like to thank my friends, Chandler, Monica, Ross, Phoebe, and Rachel, who's sitting right there.
They're so fast. I was this close to getting Luca and Laura to sign Susan Lucci's toilet paper.
Bitch, we had to get out of there because... Look what I won!
Oh, my God. You stole her award.
No. I'm accepting it on her behalf.
Jerry, I don't think you know what behalf means.
Sure I do. It's a verb. As in, I behalfin' it.
I've got to take this back.
Now, why? I should have won one, and I really wanted it. She didn't even care enough to come to the thing. It could also be a Grammy.
No, Joey.
Come on, Rach. No one saw me take it. There was a whole table full of them.
Do you really want an award that you didn't win?
No, I want an award I did win. But nobody's given me any of those. Plus, okay, Rach, if I put it up there, right, when people come over, they'll see it and... They'll think I won it.
Joey, it says Best Supporting Actress.
I could scratch that right off.
Joey, no, this is wrong. You have to take it back, okay? You don't want to win an award this way. You're very talented. And someday you're going to win one of these for real, and that one is going to mean something.
Right.
Right? Thank you.
I'll take it back tomorrow.
Thank you.
If I can't have it, you can't have it.
Professor Geller?
Yes, Mr. Lewis, how can I help you?
I know I didn't do well on my midterms and stuff, but I was kind of hoping you could change my grade.
And why exactly would I do that?
Because I'm in love with you.
What?
Yeah, I'm all in love with you and stuff. So could you change my grade?
No!
Why not? You changed Ned's grade.
Well, that's different, okay? Because he was actually in love with me.
No, he's not. He's totally yanking your chain. He's done this with three other teachers.
What?
He's got a girlfriend.
I can't believe someone would do that for a grade.
I know. It's awful. I love you.
All right.
What? It's true.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, you love me? You love me? All right, fine. You love me so much. Come over here and give me a kiss. You got an 80. You didn't even fail. Have some self-respect.
Chandler?
No.
Why? Because I just keep thinking about all these things that I'm not going to have, and it's freaking me out. I don't know what to do about it.
Okay, don't sweat it. Chandler is nowhere around, so go ahead, get it out of your system. That guy's cute.
Phoebe, come on, I'm serious. I just got to talk to him about all this. No, that is the last thing you want to do.
Why?
Because you're marrying him.
You gotta help me out here, Phoebe. All right, I've never been engaged, and I've never really been married. But I can only tell you what my mother told me. Whenever you have doubts or fears or anxieties about a relationship, do not communicate them to your husband. So I'm not supposed to share my doubts and fears with the guy I'm gonna spend the rest of my life with?
That is correct. Yes, you're supposed to take all that stuff and put it in a little box in your mind and then lock it up tight.
Your mother told you this?
Yes.
The woman that got married a bunch of times and killed herself when you were 13?
Oh, my God, you're right. All right, go. Go tell Chandler. Hurry before it's too late. Wait, no. Does this also mean that putting out doesn't get you love?
I can't believe I'm going to meet Jessica Ashley.
Wait, please be cool. Okay, I work with this woman.
Okay, I'm totally cool.
Okay.
Come in.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Jess.
This is my friend Rachel.
Hi. What's up?
Listen, here's your trophy. I accepted it for you.
Oh, my God, I won? Do you have any idea what this means?
That's it? You're not going to put it on your shelf or anything?
No, I try to save that for real awards. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Take it back?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Honey, as we get closer to the wedding, is there anything that you'd like to talk about or share?
Okay. Well, I think the centerpieces are too big.
You're wrong. The centerpieces are fine. Do you ever get scared at all?
Kind of. They're really big.
Does it ever freak you out that you're never going to be with anybody new again?
What?
I love you so much. It's just sometimes it bothers me that I'm never going to have that feeling. You know, when you meet someone for the first time and it's new and exciting. You know that rush?
No. No, see, when I first meet somebody, it's mostly panic, anxiety, and a great deal of sweating.
Okay, but, all right, you're a guy. Does it not freak you out that you're never going to sleep with anybody else?
Sleeping with somebody new. Anxiety, panic, and I'm afraid even more sweating.
Even with me?
I was dangerously dehydrated during the first 6 months of our relationship. Look, for me, the rush is knowing that we are going to be together for the rest of our lives.
Really?
Well, yeah. But now that I know that you're having these thoughts, we're back to panic, anxiety, and I'm definitely going to need some kind of sports drink.
Here. Sweetie, you don't have to worry. No. Besides, you know what? I'm going to have a lot of new things with you. The first time we buy a house, our first kid, our first grandkid.
Water. Water. Water.
Mr. Morse, can I speak to you for a moment?
That was great lecture today. Did you get a little haircut?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Do you like it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you love it?
I just want you to know that I'm changing your grade back.
What? Why?
Because I know what you're trying to pull here, okay? It's not going to work.
I'm not trying to pull anything. Look, I love you, dude.
You know what? I'm not even going to talk about this, okay? This little thing is over. I know you have a girlfriend. Okay, yeah, and I know about the other professors. How do you think that makes me feel, Ned? You used me. You don't love me, and you never did. Ah, Professor Winston, Professor Frederickson. I'll be right with you. Don't make this worse, and I'll give you a C. Shall we?
Rach, I'll be out in a second.
Just so unexpected. I'll tell you, it's just such an honor to just be nominated for a Nobel Prize. And, you know, to win one for a massage. Especially after having just won a Tony Award for Best Actress.
Honey, we have to go. Our reservations are at 8.
In Reservations at 8 by Neil Simon. Thank you. Thank you, Neil. Thank you for the words.
Okay, honey, you can finish this later. We're going to be late. We got to go.
Please don't play the music. I just have one more thing.